Are you ready, music lovers? It's time for Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam, presented by Improving Lives Counseling Services, Inc.
Welcome, everybody, to a new edition of Tulsa Little Jam. And this, I'm excited about this episode because we have Grasshopper with us tonight, the two Codys. On either side. I'm flanked by Codys right now. And we're very excited because this is like some really great sort of roots feeling music. So I feel like we're getting more into the roots of Oklahoma with this kind of music, and I'm very psyched about that because there's so many cool modern renditions of this sound, and that's one of the things about the Tulsa music scene that excites me now. Yeah. And so I'm really psyched that when I heard these guys play at another venue, I was just like, instantly, I went up to them at the back of the house after they were done, and I'm pretty sure they were a little confused and creeped out by me, but it was dark. So I think that's part of the reason, right?
Hey,
he's like, he's still...
It was super dark.
Slightly afraid of me. So with that, guys, let's welcome Grasshopper.
All the rain, she goes down. Long, slowly do I rise. All the songs will flood my mind. All alone beside you. Lord, bare beneath their smile, they lace my great new sky. It's always all I want, break away, Lord, from where cast that light. All alone beside you. All the passionless love, the only lost call. My brain speaks of madness as I drift along. All alone beside you. I said, love won't take aside all into the sky. Long, 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 sweet sunny day, long, this clouds all feed my mind. All alone beside you. All the passion, this love. All alone beside you. I sit all alone beside you.
This episode of Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Oil Fire, the world's first seductive whiskey.
Let's hear it again, guys. A round of applause for Grasshopper! I love the sound, and it's cool because it's like a completely different dynamic than what's we've had on the show so far. There's no percussion. There's no. It's such a nice soothing sound. I really dig it. And it's funny, I haven't always been into that sort of genre, but how did you guys decide to put this together?
Man, honestly, it started with a duo. My friend Dylan Angleton and I started out about 8 years ago, kind of just for fun. And I started playing banjo, and I was a guitar player, and then so we just kind of like started playing a little music, and then like we started this little band like on some folk music that we liked, like Wilco and this and that. And he left for California to just do his organic thing, and we all know what that means, right?
He's a farmer in Humboldt County.
But literally, like, he does grow vegetables for his family, and now he, you know, has got a whole life out there. And then so I was like, well, hell, I gotta figure this thing out, you know, so I gotta keep going because I like playing music. So I found Cody Clinton here, and we've kind of elevated it, you know, to a bluegrass kind of jam, jam grass or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, just kind of keeping it going, and that's where it started. So
What is the, tell me about the first song you just played.
All Alone Beside You. I wrote that about, you know, being alone beside somebody that you,
sorry.
Yeah, it's hard as shit. I love you, Katie, by the way. She knows I love her. I'm just...
Wait.
You know, just it's about being alone, you know, with like when you're with somebody, then all of a sudden you're just kind of like feeling that loneliness while you're there at the same time. You know what I mean? You guys get it?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. No, I can't really say it, but you get it.
This episode of Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by The Hunt Club.
Gonna see all things differently. Said I'm gonna find mine. Well, all peace time. I didn't know how far I'd gotten down. Lord, in this hole, Lord, in this hole. Said I'm gonna find. Like a monster has taken me over, has taken me under. Said I'm on monster, has taken me over, has taken me under. Say it all. Thank you. That one's called Monster there, folks.
This episode of Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by the Justin Thompson Restaurant Group, New Medio.
I'm curious why Cody number two doesn't say much.
Well, he's part of the band. He's the guitar player that I hired.
I got kicked by a mule when I was four.
And I used to have straight hair, but
right, yeah.
Well, after the mule, it's done for.
It was so weird.
It's the weirdest thing that ever.
Oh my god!
He's got his other band. He can like
actually that's from growing up in Ulaga.
He has to say things for
underneath the power lines. And here we go. The PSO, you know.
So the show is like falling apart right now. I love it.
Is
that's great.
Sorry.
There is a lot of that. What's interesting is because you, Cody, are with Desi and Cody, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were fans of Grasshopper. That's kind of how this all, we came together. Because, like, we played shows together, and I think we were fans of each other.
Yeah.
And then Dylan left, and I kind of swept in like a vulture or something.
Well, I'm curious how it's going to work, how the dynamic works, because a lot of the bands here, and the bigger the city, you don't see this, but the talent is immense, and yet the pool of talent isn't as immense as you would think. So you see people who play in multiple bands, and the bands, all of them are amazing.
Yeah.
So what happens if you, do you guys like have the talk? Do you sit down and say, look, I know you're in such and such, such and such, such and such, such and such. What if such and such takes off? What do? What happens?
You go, yay.
You just support.
I mean, my old band, The Bishops, we had Brandon Holder and Bo Sharon playing in our band, and then they got hired by Leon Russell, and I was extremely happy for them.
Yeah.
And so you just keep going, you know, and it didn't hurt me any. You know, if anything, it's I got to meet Leon Russell, you know, so what's good for one is good for all, you know, so.
Amen. Right? Yeah.
I agree. It's a hard time. Like, I mean, like, even still today, it's like Jordan Hell, you know, comes and goes, and like, great bass player. He's in every other band in town, mm-hmm. But like, you want him to keep in this band, right? So it's like, you got to just make sure the bills are paid.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll pay you more than the rest. That's kind of how it works. But not really. But no, like, you know, we're,
it's not about the music.
No, I think it is about the music. I think it's like the culmination of like people that want to do things in town, like they're pushing for like they want to be where the great music is. They also want to be, you know, like they have to pay their bills, and they also like I don't know. I think it's a friendship. They have to like you know it has to work well. You know, it has to fit well. So I think it's a lot of things, but I feel like if you can keep it going, you know, like keep the music pumping, like keep the gigs going, like those people will find their way, and it all kinds of finds a way.
Life finds a way.
It does.
This episode of Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by Elizabeth Nave, Farmers Insurance Agency.
This next one is called Party People. You guys are party people? You like to party? Okay, it's good. So you wanna settle down on, then you better settle down on. I'm not the man you wanna be with, honey. So take your pass, cause I don't need all that money. When the sun hits that road, all the traveling is told. All the want to this sun, well, I'll never return for. we all lay on a little different these days. Tell about lies, see more to hear to we around us. We all lay on a little different these days. Tell about lies, see more to hear to we around us. Said the whole damn time I knew it right, all to let you go. All my submittons in a month at a room. I said the whole damn time I knew it right, all to let you go. When that sun is set around, all the traveling is told. All the one to this sun, all better never. Different these days. I tell about lies, see more to hear to way around our ears. We all lay on a little different these days. I tell about lies, I see more to hear to way around our ears.
This episode of Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by McNelly's Group.
Do you guys ever think to yourselves, because I mean, I imagine this is a problem. The conversation that I've had a lot with people is that there isn't enough industry here for
music. That is
music.
True, yeah.
So is that something that you all are wishing would change to help?
At this point, is there an industry anyways? I mean, what's left of the music industry is in Nashville, and there's not much there. I don't know.
That was the most depressing response.
Well, the industry was always gross, you know.
Oh, well, don't get the entertainment industry appears disgusting, you know.
I think Hunter S. Thompson called it a long plastic hallway filled with thieves and pimps. And then he said, and then there's a good side.
Jesus Christ, I don't know.
We're going to bring it down here.
I thought this was going to be such a light-hearted conversation.
Sorry, Hunter S. Thompson, I might have got that quote wrong. Don't ask me questions.
What can we do? What can we do? What would
He's
help?
The happy one.
What would help the bands be able to have, you know, to be able to not have to always support each other, but not have to depend on needing to be in five different bands to make things work? How do we fix that in Oklahoma?
Tour. Stop staying in town. Start touring. However you can make that happen. Like with Desi and I, we play with a full band in town because we can. And then when we go on the road, it's just me and her because we can afford it. And we have a great time. And same with him. Him and I are going to do a tour here pretty soon with just the two of us. And it won't be the same, you know. It'll be what you guys just saw. But it won't be the same like level of excitement or whatever as if we had the drummer and bass player. But if all you're ever doing is playing in town, I mean, I love playing in Tulsa. Tulsa's a great music city, and I love our community, but there's like a thing Desi and I like we talk about called Tulsa famous, and people kind of get Tulsa famous, and they think they're, you know, famous. And then if you think that, I encourage you to go on tour because you'll find out really fast that you're not. Who you guys called again? No parking.
But that's the thing, right? Yeah. It's in order for you to be appreciated that much more in your own town. get out of your town.
You've got a tour, yeah.
And start spreading your music to other places. It's not saying go to New York, go to Chicago.
Go to Chicago, don't go to New York.
Oh, hey, I take offense to the New York, because
I'm
live in New
because
York
Chicago,
part of time,
so. You can make it there in a day.
I do love New York.
And then you can make it back. You can go St. Louis, Chicago, Minneapolis, and you've only spent a week.
Oh, you're just talking about, and yeah. Just in logistically yeah. Yes, of course. You can get to Chicago the same day. Yes, I agree.
And go to, you know.
New York, Denver, by the way, is only a 20-hour drive straight through.
Go to New Orleans, go to Nashville. Go to places you can go and be back in 3 days.
Right.
Because if you stay out on the road for 3 weeks, you'll end up like Desi and I. And you'll have a bit of credit card debt.
But your sound is getting
and you'll hate each other. No, I think, yeah, Tulsa's got a great thing. I hope that it can you know, keep going. I do believe that, like, the bands need to also be a part of the marketing scheme, you know, for the bar, you know. It's like we're all on it together. Like, we all need to be, like, on the promotion side. Pushing it, you know, this is all of a team, not like, oh yeah, you do the rest of it and then I'll give you whatever. It needs to be a team, you know, like this thing. It's like we're pushing a certain idea, you know.
Yeah.
This is great, by the way. Thank you for this.
Oh, you kidding? No, thank you guys. I mean, I can't. This sort of
give
thing.
Give him a round of applause. I think he deserves it.
This guy.
This is well, first of all, like a team, I can't do it without my partners, Carlos and Meg. So, you know, sure. And Lyndon, our cinematographer. So I believe in team. But yeah, I think this is important because you can't, like you said, you got to get out of that Tulsa famous zone, and you got to put yourself out there. You're not going to be getting anywhere as an artist, you know. And I think right. Plus life experiences outside of here just add to your art as well.
Totally.
So, and then that makes you, when you're gone for a month, you come back to Tulsa. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen them play in a month. Yeah. I gotta go see them.
Right.
The demand increases.
Right, if you're playing the same place every week like we do. Sometimes it's hard to keep people coming to the shows because, well, Des and I did that for a long time. It gets to a point where you kind of have to pull the reins in because if you can see a band play for free on every Wednesday night, then why would you go pay $10 to see them on a Friday night whenever you can just
right.
Go see them for free? So. That's part of it, too. And that's one of the traps of being in a music town. It happens in Nashville, too, and other places.
The happiest man in show business, everybody. Round of applause for the happiest man in show
business. For real, all right? This is real music life.
This episode of Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by a generous grant from the Arts Alliance of Tulsa.
Long says anyways. Whether we start on the leeway, gonna pound each pace. Well, I'm gonna turn all the page anyway. Well, someday, my friend, I'll see you again. Well, two trails parallel may cross in the end. Well, past love leads up to leaving this place. Well, someday, my friend, I'll see your face.
This episode of Oil Fire's Tulsa Little Jam is brought to you by
Improving Lives Counseling Services, Inc.
Any audience questions real quick, guys? Any audience questions? We got a question in the back there.
You guys were talking about changes in the industry earlier, or perhaps death of an industry. Do you have any advice for younger artists trying to navigate a world where there's an increasing responsibility on the artist to take care of all the odds and ends of the business, be it marketing, finances, you know?
He's the marketing dude. He's really good at the marketing stuff. So if you have questions about that, he might be.
Man, you know, it's like I just keep learning. Like, I keep focusing on bands that I do love, you know, like Wilco and this and that. And I just try to, like, find out what they're doing. Tulsa-wise, I'm trying to keep it fresh and keep it new. I do struggle with, like, you know, playing a weekly gig and, like, trying to keep it fresh and new as well. But, yeah, I think it's always, like, just kind of keeping at it, you know, trying to see what other bands are doing, honestly. Like, what are your favorite bands doing? And it's, like, trying to push for that, you know.
And, yeah, tour. I mean, you know, you say I'm the saddest guy, negative guy, but I've had a blast on the road. Absolute. We were in Duluth, Minnesota, which is almost Canada, like a month or two ago. And it was great. Like, I've never been to a place that cold where I had that good of a time. But it was great. It was really cool. Like, they have a really great scene. And there's other great scenes other than Tulsa and other than Nashville and other than Los Angeles. And the idea is to find as many of those where you can fit in and get there. And the other thing is licensing and sync licensing. That's been good for Desi and I in terms of if you can find somebody who can help you get your song in a TV show or a, you know, in the old days it was kind of like a faux pas or whatever. But now it's, you know, there's a reason you hear The Who and Led Zeppelin and car commercials because that is where all the money is now. So if you can do that, do it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really think you're the saddest man in show business.
Okay. No, I'm just the saddest guy in this room.
Any other audience questions?
I don't even know if I qualify for show business stuff.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Well, so I just thought I would ask you the requisite question about influences. I mean, your music seems very obviously rooted in bluegrass, but I'm sure you guys listen to a lot of other stuff too, and I wonder if some of the other stuff comes into play.
Yeah, like I said, I've been like heavily influenced by Wilco lately. Like, God, that's been my jam lately. That and, like, yes, bluegrass is like always there. Flat Scruggs. But I, you know, Bob Dylan is kind of like that, and obviously, you know, I used to work here at the, you know, Woody Guthrie Center, so the Woody Guthrie influence is always there. But yeah, I'm always listening to, you know, the Police, to reggae, to everything, and I'm always trying to take like a little bit of everything. I'm always like, you know, what can I do to influence that? Because I like the jam grass scene, like Fish and this and that. Like, they kind of bring all genres together, you know, in a lot of ways. Grateful Dead. It's like you can do rock and roll, you can do bluegrass, you can do all this stuff together, you know? And it's like, I just don't want to like be pigeonholed into this scene. Like, oh, you got to do all bluegrass, you know? And we're just never that way. And we were on a road not too long ago, people are like, is this blues grass? And I'm like, yeah, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. You know, put me in a genre.
Seems like we were listening to a lot of David Bowie on that tour. A
lot of David Bowie, you know? So I'm kind of all over the place, you know? I'm trying to put all that stuff into with a banjo and a guitar, or, you know, bass and drums and all that stuff. So I'm I don't know, it's all over the place, but yeah, David Bowie and all that, those influences definitely play a part in my songwriting. Yeah.
So what's next for Grasshopper?
We're actually going to Little Rock and Fort Smith here soon. And other than that, we're just kind of writing songs. And it's kind of a little more on that, I keep calling Wilco out. But yes, it's in that vein. It's like song, you know, singer-songwriter meets some psychedelic instruments. So that's kind of where we're going.
All right. Well, once again, thank you very much to
thank you so much.
Grasshopper, everybody. Grasshopper. Thank you very much, guys. That was awesome. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
This episode is executive produced by Carlos Moreno, Juan Reynoso, and Meg Sutherland. Written, produced, and directed by Juan Reynoso. Cinematographer and lighting designer, Lyndon Alvarez. Camera operators, Lyndon Alvarez, Mark Rains, Jason Gear. Technical director, sound recordist, and mixer, Ken Llewellyn. Makeup and hair by Dalton Spence. Woody Guthrie Center Education and Public Programs Manager, Jerry Wofford. Sales and merchandising, Meg Sutherland and Jennifer Moreno. Production assistance provided by Noah Taylor, Graciela Moreno. Special thanks to Mary Jeanette Hammock, Vivian James Hall, Jerry Wofford, Daniel Regan, Mike Eddy, Paula Snyder, Todd Cunningham, and Amy Morris Blackwell.